This is Kimberly Atkins-Store with a special podcast extra from On Point. On the most recent episode of On Point, we talked about Serena Williams' retirement, or as she calls it, an evolution away from tennis. Williams' decision also brings to light the challenges for professional athletes who retire, many still young, and restart after being successful in sports their whole lives. We talked to former NFL wide receiver Marcus Wheaton. He played in the league for six seasons.
Up until about three, four years ago, football was my life. Right, football was my focus. Football was my passion. It demanded and kind of held all of my time and focus.
Wheaton was 26 years old when he retired from football in 2019. He'd been drafted 6 years earlier by the Pittsburgh Steelers, where he had a locker next to quarterback Ben Roethlisberger.
I was next to Ben in the locker room, so his locker was next to mine. And payday, we get our checks. Everybody pops them open, look at your check, and Well, he would tease me sometimes. He didn't show many people, but because we kind of got close in the locker room being next to him, he would show me sometimes his checks. And it's very easy to get down on yourself, looking at numbers that big and not being grateful for the pretty large checks I was getting. When I started, I was getting maybe like $17,000, $19,000 a week. And then towards my later years in Chicago, like $109,000 biweekly. I did play football at Oregon State University. I wasn't thinking about anything in college but football. It sucks to say, I chose my major based off of the least time I could put into it and get by. And I had put all my eggs in one basket, just like a lot of these student athletes out there. Luckily, I made it after college. After my first year, I spent a lot of money on nothing, right? I got this huge signing bonus. I ended up purchasing a Jeep Wrangler and a computer and a whole lot of other stuff that a year later I didn't have. As an athlete that, like, I was unstoppable and this thing was never ending, no matter how many times people told me it would end, right, I felt I could work my way to making it last longer, or as long as I wanted it to last. And, up until that kind of 3, 4, 5 months leading up to my retirement, there was never any real thought about life after football. Me and my brother, I have an older brother who's 15 months older than me. He and I kind of stumbled across real estate and started growing from there. And by my last year, my sixth year with the Philadelphia Eagles, I had purchased two small apartment buildings at the start of that year. Right. And then once that started coming in, I started seeing how this could take care of my family, how this could be an opportunity for me to transition into that. I told my wife, if the injury bug continues to bite me this year, I'm going to hang it up. Right. So I gave her my word. And unfortunately, the injury bug stuck with me. And I kept my word, hung up my cleats, and took off on the real estate. It was rough initially. I felt like, again, all my attention was on football, and I had a wife, I had kids, right? I had family and friends. And once football's gone, there's a lot of time that needs to be occupied. I took that focus and drive and energy that I had in football, and I put it initially into my wife and kids, and it made me happy. Even though I wasn't getting the love outside of the house like I was when I was playing football, I had the love at the house, in the house, with the family and the wife and kids. That initially helped me transition and find, right, helped me get comfortable and relax and be able to take my time to find a new passion. And that passion was found in real estate. Once I found real estate and what it could do for me and my family, started to enjoy it, started to really enjoy it, started to wake up looking forward to it, then I knew I found what was for me. I have more time with the family, right? I have more time at home with the kids. I get to drop them off, pick them up from school, get to spend time and go on dates and things like that with my wife when I want to. I still enjoy work, right? I still make, I would say, really good money. Life is better for me. Life is a lot better outside of football.
That's Marcus Wheaton, a former NFL wide receiver who retired in 2019 and now works in real estate. Thank you for checking out On Point's podcast feed. If you haven't already, listen to the show this story aired in and subscribe to On Point wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode. I'm Kimberly Atkins-Store. This is On Point Podcast Extra.